British Sky Broadcasting presents Tumbleweeds, starring Janet McTeer, J.O. Saunders, and introducing Kimberly J. Brown as Ava. Directed by Gavin O'Connor. Audio described by Joe Stevenson.
Don't give me that bullshit line, woman, okay? I was gone for five seconds.
Oh, you were not.
I'm going to leave you for 2 minutes, and you're goddamn all over somebody.
Why don't you just go out and get drunk? Why do you have to sit on your
shit? Don't give me that bullshit. Nothing to do with my liquor, okay? This has nothing to do with my liquor. It has to do with your goddamn behavior. You act like you're available. You act like you throw your tits in this goddamn place. And you know.
Well, why don't you act like a husband? I'll come on, you do something about it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm trying to get this house back.
I know something. I'm not sick of that. Oh, yeah? You don't play with me like that shit, huh? I will pass you up, woman. You better goddamn run. Huh? We gonna play little games? Come on, man. Oh, yeah? Where you gonna go now, huh? I got you, baby.
No! Right here, big old Bruce, come on.
Oh, yeah? I will.
Come on, so my lawyer can see it. Come on.
Oh, yeah? You want to take my husband's part?
Yeah, I do. Come on.
Come on, give me your best shot,
come on,
huh?
You fucking coward.
Huh?
You
kidding?
That's what I think about
God
you.
Damn.
Get away from me, you piece of crap.
God damn.
Pack your things, my lady.
Pack your things. Goddamn friggin' TV.
Nighttime. A car with one headlight missing speeds along a deserted road. Ava looks at her mother, Mary Jo, who is driving.
You okay?
I'm fine.
You sure?
Honey, I'm fine. I said I was fine an hour ago. I'm fine. I just have to think, that's all.
Good night, Blinky. Go to sleep. Any idea where we're going?
Well, I was thinking about Arizona.
What are we gonna do there? Got someone else you wanna marry?
I thought it might be good for your asthma.
Mama, Arizona's nothing but a bunch of dust, okay? I don't wanna go there.
Well, where'd you wanna go?
Sleep. Sick of being in this damn car.
The car speeds off into the darkness. Next morning, wearing a sundress and pearls, Mary Jo opens the curtains to bright sunlight. Ava is trying to sleep. Mary Jo goes into another room and returns with a navy blue picture hat, which she puts on as she looks in a mirror.
Rise and shine, sweet little bird of mine.
It's not even morning.
Yes, it is. It's 6:30 a.m.
Come on,
wake up, kid. Let's hit the road. We're going to Missouri.
Missouri?
Oh my gosh, honey, look at that sunrise. Did you ever see anything so pretty? Come on, look at that. It's so beautiful.
You're in denial. Who's in misery?
Winston Jackson, and it's Missouri.
Who's Winston Jackson?
Honey, he is only the biggest car dealer in the whole of Jefferson City. And he had a crush on me in high school the whole 4 years. Now he can finally have me.
When was the last time you saw Mr. Big Shot car dealer?
10-year reunion.
That was about 100 years ago, huh?
Well, true love never dies. Never. Never, ever, ever.
Next, a petrol station.
No, we've been living in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We left North Carolina a while ago. Yes, we did.
We are seeds. Bag of peanuts.
Can you try to do that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One magazine? All right.
Guess what? We're passing through Kentucky right now, and we should be in Missouri around about dinner time. How about that? Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
Well, we'll just have to see about that now, won't we, huh? Winnie, you ain't lost your fire, have you?
Mary Jo takes a drink from a can as she drives.
I wish you'd asked me what he said already.
I know what he said.
What?
He said he loves you dearly, and he can't wait to see you. He's been waiting his whole life for you.
Could you please drop your dumb daughter off in St. Louis on the way? Well, actually, he said he can't wait to meet you. Told him all about your mice and how I like animals and stuff. And he says, listen to this, he says he's got a nice little dog that's just dying for a new friend. Ain't that fun? Sweetheart, I wish you'd try and look on the bright side of things. Honey, I'm doing the best I know how here.
Trying, Mom.
Ava licks her fingers as she looks out of the window. Mary Jo throws her can out of the window.
Babe, hold the wheel. Hold the wheel. Come on. You're doing fine.
Mama, please.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Here you go. Baby, hold that. Throw it out the window. Come on. Throw it out the window.
But this is your favorite hat.
Well, I know, honey, but we got to get rid of the old to bring in the new. Now, just throw it out. Come on.
Are you flipping crazy?
Oh, yeah. Throw it out the window. Are you deaf? You're making a mistake. Woo! There you go. Now, you got to find something in here. Look, is that my orange sweater back there?
Papa.
Come on, throw it out. Gotta get into it. Come on, I'm gonna throw this one out. Count to three. You ready? One, two, three. It's a new life, baby. It's a new life. If we don't throw things out, we'll never have new things. Come on. Woo-hoo! Brand new day. Feeling better?
Mary Jo and Ava throw clothes from the windows as the car speeds down the road. Later, they drive down a narrow track into a yard full of junk. An old car is for sale and a chicken sits in a cage. A heavy-set man comes out of the house.
Mama, it's sad.
Hey!
Oh, Lord.
Well, look who's here. Boy, you ain't a sight for sore eyes, Buttercup. It's been too long, darling. Hey, is that little Ava in there? Ava, hey. Don't be shy, Ava, darling. Come on now. How you doing?
Hi. We were just passing through. We wanted to say hi.
Well, hi. Listen, I got supper in there. Well, come on in.
Bye.
Mary Jo reverses quickly down the track as Winston Jackson waves goodbye.
Colorado Springs, I heard of that one. What about that?
No.
Why not?
Because it's too cold there, Mom. It's like a snowman land.
Santa Fe, come on. We ain't never been to New Mexico before. It's a land of enchantment. We could use a little of that. What do you think? Huh?
How about California?
No.
Come on, Mom.
No, we can't go there, honey. It's going to fall off and sink. That's why. Everybody
knows. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Sunny San Diego isn't going to fall off and sink, Mama.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Come on, Mama. We've never been to the beach before. Think of swimming and everything.
What about your asthma? Think.
I'm thinking that I could never have an asthma attack here.
No, because you'd get covered in bird turd.
Ma. Come on. Look, we could live in Starlight Beach. Can't you see it? You and me, oh, lying on the beach, sipping the pina coladas.
Oh.
And the waves crashing at our feet, and the sun shining down on us.
I can't swim.
I'll teach you.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Now, come on, Mama. Look at this picture. Couldn't you live in it?
California, huh?
Nighttime, and Ava reads a map as Mary Jo drives. Next day, the car speeds along in bright sunlight. Ava sucks a lollipop as she studies the map.
Fell behind her, as his arm had reached around. Oh, and she looked at the window, and she watched the shade go down. It was like a conversation.
Mary Jo and Ava scream with delight as they emerge from a tunnel. Nighttime, and Ava is asleep in the passenger seat. Daytime, and Mary Jo drives along the freeway, mountains on either side. Mary Jo wobbles the steering wheel and they both laugh. Next, a tumbleweed blows past the parked car, the bonnet up. Ava looks into the engine.
We're out of water. What'd you say, baby? I can't hear you. I said we're out of water. Huh?
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Ain't that pretty?
Mom, for the third time, we're out of water.
We are?
Yes.
Well, shit, I should save my piss.
What are we gonna do now?
Mary Jo gives the middle finger sign to a white pickup which drives past.
You guys all right?
Well, I think we overheated. My little honey doesn't like the desert too much.
Well, it's a hot one.
Yeah, it is.
Ready?
Please.
Well, you want to look at this?
Yeah, thank you.
You got yourself a broken hose.
Oh, shoot. Well, what can we do? Can you fix it?
Yeah, I can trim it for you. I'll stick it back on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I got my toolbox in the truck.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll have you ladies out of here in no time. Bye.
Bye.
Mary Jo checks their makeup in the wing mirror of her car.
No, no, no. Don't even think about it.
Well, I wasn't thinking nothing. I just said something in my tooth, that's all.
Molly, you're thinking about how he looks like a Marlboro man.
No, I wasn't.
He's too fat and stupid looking to be the Marlboro man.
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe you could mistake him for a Marlboro man. Well, you sure are a lifesaver. I don't know how to thank you.
Well, you can stop by calling me Jack.
Let's go, Mom. I'm starving.
I have to go.
All right, well, you make sure you get yourself a new hose, all right? I mean, we don't need you guys getting stranded out here again.
We will.
Jack.
Jack. Hi, I'm Mary Jo.
Hey, Mary Jo. I can't see your eyes behind those glasses.
Come in.
There we go.
This is my daughter, Ava. Ava, honey, would you thank Jack for helping us out, please?
You sure are a lifesaver, Jack. I just don't know how to thank you.
I'm sorry about my daughter. She hadn't taken her medication today.
That's okay.
Let's go so we can get my medication.
Bye, Jack. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Mary Jo. You drive safe now.
Hot beef coming through.
You couldn't keep your eyes off.
Oh, that's so not true.
It is so. You probably would have married him if he wasn't heading the other direction.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Means you want to marry every cute, sexy guy that comes along. Or at least shack up with him.
I do not. They want to marry me. And anyway, I like being married.
Doesn't mean you have to say yes every time.
Well, I don't say yes every time. Well, I didn't say yes to Richard, did I?
Mama, that's because you look like an elf.
Oh, he did not.
He did too. He had to sit on 2 phone books just so we could drive his car.
Yeah, he was a little short for me. I didn't mind that, though. I just could never marry anybody whose nickname was Dick.
You know what I think about man, Ma?
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm gonna tell you.
No.
Right?
Ava.
Now!
Oh, good boy. Excuse me, miss. Could we take our check?
Oh, my God! I swear I have a pig for a
dollar. I don't know what the big deal is. It wasn't like it was a big one.
Oh, Ava, honey, you practically blew a hole in the safe.
Yeah, well, you farted.
Yeah, well, nobody heard mine. Certainly wasn't a stinker like yours.
Why do you think the people next to us left so fast?
They were done eating. Thank God we don't live in this day.
No, my God! No, this whole... God damn it! Shit!
Mary Jo stares at the smashed side window of her car. Nighttime, a red motel sign.
I know, honey. I know.
We'll get you some more mice when we get to California, huh?
I want more mice. I want Blinky and Cherub and Firefly.
I know. I know. Okay, I got you, baby.
Daytime, Ava is in the back seat of the car putting on a swimsuit.
Ow!
How are you doing back there?
Okay, when are you going to put yours on?
Well, honey, I'm driving. I can't drive and change at the same time.
But you're going to put it on, right?
Honey, I have a lot on my mind right now. I have to find us a place to live. I have to find me a job. I got to get you into a new school. I don't have time to go gallivanting around in the water.
Mm-hmm. Right again.
I'm not.
R2.
Well, look at you. Woo-hoo-hoo.
How do I look? Do I look like a movie star?
Well, of course you do, honey. I didn't name you after Ava Gardner for nothing now, did I?
Do you think it fits?
No.
Does it look weird?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, you're a lot of help. I mean, look at these torpedoes. You think they'll hold... Ma! You think they'll hold up in the water?
Well, I shouldn't think so, honey. Well, we'll soon find out, won't we? Why don't you look in the map and see how much farther we have to go?
The future's not ours to see. Okay, sirrah. Then I grew up.
What is it? Something about a sweetheart?
I asked my sweetheart,
well, like my lies ahead.
Will there be rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweet. Okay, sirrah, sirrah. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
Mary Jo drives past tree-covered mountains. Later, they drive under a green road sign for San Diego. Then under another sign marked West, Beaches. Mary Jo pulls to a halt on the beach above the rolling surf. Ava rubs her eyes and smiles at the water.
Jeez. I'll see you down there.
Mind your feet. Ava, honey, don't go out too far. And watch out for jellyfish.
Mary Jo watches, closes her eyes and sighs deeply as Ava runs down to the waves, splashing herself with the incoming water.
Oh, it's really fun.
Mary Jo walks slowly down the beach to join Ava. Mary Jo sits down on the sand. Ava waves to her, and Mary Jo waves back. Next, a neon sign of the Pink Motel. Ava sits at the table playing with cereal in a bowl.
I'm just warning you. 10 days before my period, so beware.
Uh-oh, the tornado.
Yeah, well, one of these days, Annie Rosie's gonna come visit you, too. See what kind of mood puts you in. Okay, where are my car keys? See my car keys?
They're on the floor next to the toilet bowl.
Oh, thanks. How's your cereal?
It's disgusting. It needs sugar.
Yeah, well, we're in California now. Gotta be healthy. Found them. Okay. Oh. Come on, let's get going. Come on, we're gonna be late. Do I look fat in this dress?
No.
Come on, let's get you to school. See if we can teach you how to lie.
Now, the accepted way to settle a quarrel or a dispute or a feud or if somebody dissed you was to have a duel. And every young man, and every old man for that matter, in those times was very adept at dueling.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mrs. Bowman, but we have a new student joining us today. This is Ava Walker.
Thank you very much, Mr. Halverton. Ava, welcome, welcome. Please come in. Class, we have a new thespian joining us today. This is Ava Walker. Take a seat anywhere, dear. So, as you can imagine, if the ordinary citizenry was expert at dueling, think how wonderful the actors were. They were absolutely in seventh heaven.
I like your dress. It's pretty.
Its own fencing master.
Thanks.
I do realize that in those times, women were the chapel.
A store with a red canopy and white lettering. Galactic Comics on the Crontery. Inside, Mary Jo is filling out an application form.
Oh, you know what? He never even looks at that thing. Social Security, sign it. You'll be fine.
Oh, thanks.
I'm Lori. I'm one of the slaves here.
Oh, well, hi, slave. I'm Mary Jo, future slave, hopefully.
Mary Jo?
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend's name's Billy Jo. He's from Tennessee. You're from the South?
Mm-hmm. I'm from North Carolina, but I lived in Tennessee.
Do you know Sweetwater?
Yes, I do. I used to go fishing there.
Oh, my boyfriend took me fishing there.
Oh, really?
I love it there. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here in Starlight Beach?
Oh, just trying to get a job. Here he comes.
Oh. OK. keep my fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Hi, Karen.
I like your breath.
Hi, you must be Mary Jo Walker.
Hi, yes, I am. Hi.
That's a pretty firm handshake you got there, Miss Walker.
Oh, yes, it is. My daddy always said you could tell a liar by week one.
That's a good motto. Want to step in my office? We'll talk about this.
Mary Jo looks at Laurie, who rolls her finger by her head. Mary Jo follows Mr. Cummings into his office.
Please, have a seat.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So I had a chance to look at your resume, Miss Walker. One of the more interesting ones I've come across.
Well, thank you so much.
You don't seem to stay in one place very long, do you, Miss Walker? North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana, West Virginia, Tennessee. Either you like to travel a lot, Miss Walker, or you're a wanted woman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you mind?
Just one second.
I just can't help myself. Look at this poor little thing. Oh, it's just dying here, and it's such pretty pink, too. Squeeze me. Thank you. All it needs is a little bit of love and attention, that's all. Thank you so much. I think it's so important to have plants in your office. It brings you joy, helps you breathe. You were saying?
No way. Your mom told you that?
Well, yeah, she tells me everything.
My mom would never tell me something like that.
Well, why not? I mean, what'd you say when you asked her?
She didn't say anything. She told me to ask a school nurse.
I'm home. Oh, yeah. Hi, baby. Hi. Well, come on. Ain't you going to ask me?
Yes, John.
Yes, I did. You were looking at the new phone slave at the Gartech Alarm Company.
Oh, cool.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi. This is Zoe. She's my new best friend.
Oh, wow. Hello, new best friend.
I've heard so much about you. I heard all about your life and your trip and your four marriages, and I just have to say, I think you are so great.
Well, thank you so much. Where'd you pick this one up?
We're in theater class together. Zoe wants to be an actress. I am an actress.
Oh, she is an actress.
Two peas in a pod. What's this? I thought we were supposed to be eating healthy.
I thought you just meant for breakfast. It's a donut castle. It's fabulous. We did it ourselves.
Well, then it's a shame to waste it, isn't it?
Come on.
Woo! Mary Jo puts a mug on Laurie's desk.
Here you go. I swear, we must go through 10 pots a day in this office.
That's because everyone here is so bored, they need something to keep them awake so they can look like they're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly even drink it anymore. I'm putting it up my butt now.
Your what?
Yeah, coffee enemas. Let me tell you, besides getting a great buzz, you're getting a nice little cleansing.
Well, good Lord.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you never tried one.
Not with coffee.
We do them when we go out dancing, just like a twirly top, all night long.
Wait a minute. You tell me you shove something up your butt and you let Billy Joe watch?
What? Are you crazy? I want to marry the man. He doesn't need to see that.
No, he does not.
We say you want to try one? Go to my house after work, do a pot.
Well, you know, I think it's important in life to try every new experience.
Well, I think that's a good philosophy. What about Ava? What's she doing?
She's at a sleepover tonight, so I'm Miss Fraser Bird. And you know something? I need some fun.
Miss Walker, I think we got a little communication problem here. As for sweet and low, you brought me sugar.
I'm so sorry. Would you like me to get you some?
Yeah, and bring it in my office, because I got something I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Mr. Cummings peeks through blinds on his office door as Mary Jo goes for the sweet and low.
He's peeking again.
So I go into his office, he locks the door and he starts hitting on me.
Next time he asks you to stay late, give him a hand. You just tell him to go use his own.
Oh, man, he's probably using his own right now.
No! Tom, give us two more shots, please. He's probably sitting there. He's got lights down low, soft music playing, and he's just choking the chicken. He's probably aiming it right at that pretty little plant.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Sweet and pretty women right up on their feet. Got the lovers thinking about your heartbeat. Won't you tell me, mister, how can you live this way? Yeah, you talk, but don't believe a word you say. It's a long way.
Mary Jo stops dancing when she sees Jack, the lorry driver, at the pool table.
Oh my gosh, I know him.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
How are my teeth?
They look good to me.
You are bad.
I know. Well, you're a fancy player. Remember me from the highway?
Next day, Mary Jo cracks eggs into a bowl. She scrambles them with a fork and smiles at Jack, who is just waking up in her bed.
Morning, lover.
Hey.
Hi.
You sure are a pretty sight to wake up to.
I'm fixing your breakfast. You impressed? Little happy fanny dance for you.
You got a great ass.
You hungry?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm kind of hungry for you right now.
What you gonna do about it, then?
Well, come on over here and I'll show you.
Oh, I can't. I have morning bread.
I don't care.
I care.
Mary Jo squeezes toothpaste from a tube and rubs it over her teeth.
You gonna share that with me? Yeah? I got some cavities that you
know. Oh, you got filling back
there? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, that's a cavity. That's a cavity. No rinse?
Honey, what are you doing home?
Zoe had ballet.
You remember Jack?
How'd this happen?
Fate.
As I've already announced, we're ending our school year with a production of Romeo and Juliet, one of the Bard's most romantic plays, and also one of his most tragic.
Who are you going to audition for?
Now, I realize that most people plan on auditioning for the roles of the star.
How about the nurse? She and Julia had like a whole bunch of scenes together.
Unfortunately, I can only...
I was thinking about playing the nurse.
Romeo.
Shut up.
So, please,
hey, Ava,
look at the other...
I kind of lost my phone number. Do you think I could have yours?
No.
Come on, honey.
All right.
Whee!
Turkey on the 10th. Turkey on the 10th.
Woo! Come on, honey. You're right.
So, Ava, you're up. Mwah. All right, Ava, let's go get him now.
Come on, baby.
You got it.
Now she's doing the same thing with her feet up.
Well, I don't know, honey. All right,
let me
go. Okay.
It's the last frame. Ava, come on, hold on a second. I mean, this is the last frame here, right? Let's make sure we get your feet lined up correctly.
I know what I'm doing.
All right. Just, you see the second hour over here?
I know what I'm doing.
Ava,
geez.
I listen to Jack. He knows what he's talking
Mama,
about.
Mama, I know.
It's fine.
I know.
She's fine.
Okay.
She's fine. You know what you're doing.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let's go get him, Ava. Come on.
Ava aims the ball, but misses.
Shit. Ooh. Oh. Damn it.
All right, Ava. That's okay. You got one more ball here.
You want to get a better language, you know.
Honey, mind your language.
All right, Ava, here we go. This is it now. This is it. You're going to get him this time.
Come on, baby.
This is the 10th frame here, Ava. You got to get some pins down now.
Thank you for reminding me.
All right. She's a great kid. Oh. She really is a great kid.
Oh. Don't laugh, honey. That ain't funny. Come on.
Never mind. That's not funny.
No. That's all right. It was a good try.
Never mind, sweetheart. You did real good. Don't laugh, Jack. It ain't funny. You did real good, sweetheart.
That was great, Abby. You did good. You did good. You're gonna get it. Yeah.
Want to play again?
Yeah.
Want to play again? Yeah. Want to? What's your birthday, honey? Okay. Jack, you have to put your hat on.
I'll put the hat on.
Are you ready for your present?
Yeah.
I've been waiting all night to give you this. You just wait right there. Okay. You gotta cut the cake.
I'm gonna cut the cake. All right, Abby, here we go. Birthday cake for the birthday girl with the boogie board. It's a little messy. Oh, cool. There you go. I'll wait for your mom. We'll all have a little cake. Well, that's really good, though.
Ava and Jack sit awkwardly together as they eat the birthday cake.
Like it? Yeah. Cool, now. There we go.
Close your eyes. Don't look. Allow your hands. Birthday, sweetheart.
Mama! Oh, God, that is so cute.
What you gonna call him?
Blanky, too.
Look at this guy.
I love you, darling.
I love you, too.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo.
You're getting better, Ma. What man art thou that thus
be screened? I don't know.
Be screened and not so stumblest on my counsel?
By a name I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name? Okay. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Good afternoon, Card Tech. This is Mary Jo. How may I help you? Well, yes, I can. If you'd just like to give me your address, I'll send you one today.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
Ava is photocopying her face as Dan walks past.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. My mom asked me to make a few copies because I got a little sidetracked.
Blowfish?
I was thinking more a 200-pound Chinese lady.
Yeah, I can see that.
You want to do them?
Yeah, maybe later.
I'm auditioning for Juliet in a school play.
Yeah, you sounded pretty good.
Well, I think it sounds weird. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to speak and not get all tongue-tied.
Well, you know, Shakespeare wrote to the beat of the human heart. Can't think of anything much more normal than that.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, put your hand on your heart. Hey, what do you feel?
My heartbeat.
Right. That's what he wrote it to. Thump, 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 thump. Weak, strong, weak, strong. So try saying a line to that.
What man art thou?
That's good, but listen to the heart. Close your eyes a minute. And just say the lines. What man art thou?
What man art thou that thus bescreened in that? Wow. That worked.
How about that?
That's so cool.
There you are. I've been growing gray hairs out there waiting for you. Hi, Dan.
Oh, hi.
Oh, was my little girl getting in your way?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Dan's teaching me how to speak.
Oh, yeah? Well, I hope he has more luck than I did. I give up. Well, come on, make my coffees. Where are they?
Well, she made a 200-pound Chinese.
Oh, man, that is so cool. I want to do one of those. Ain't you
okay. Okay, I'll pump your cheeks for me. No, you got to squint your eyes. Squint your eyes. Mm. There you go, perfect. Okay.
Hey, are you signing up for basketball? I'm going to try out.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Here. It's for you. What's this? It's my new address and phone number.
What happened?
We just moved in with my mom's stupid old boyfriend.
Oh, that guy you were telling me about?
Uh-huh.
Saw your name on the sign-up sheet.
So?
I thought you were auditioning for the nurse. So did I. Who are you auditioning for?
Juliet.
I'm auditioning for Romeo.
What's up with your hair?
My sister did it for me. She plays bass in a garage band.
Really weird. Wait, Zoe!
I'm taking that as a compliment.
I gotta go. I'll see you. Couple days. Sure, I'll lock up,
alright?
All right. I'll see
you later. You hurry home,
I will, baby.
Jack! Come on back. Just by half hour.
Oh, baby, don't do this to me. Oh, I gotta go. See you, baby.
Bye. Ava?
Come in.
What you doing?
Securing an escape route?
Oh, honey, I don't think that's gonna be necessary.
I do.
Well, look at this. I like what you did with the place.
Thanks. So, where'd the future ex-husband go?
He had to go on the road for a couple of days. Babe, I wish you'd stop that. I know you don't believe me, but I'm here for a reason. I am. Ain't you glad that I finally found somebody who's nice to me? Anyway, this time, I've decided to wait 6 months, make sure it's perfect.
Oh, that's right. This is the time when you're all lovey-dovey and you spend every waking minute together. And then you start hating each other, and then you start fighting, and then we pack up and leave.
Well, you just so mean. That is so unfair. That's mean. And that ain't gonna happen. Not this time. Not with Jack. No, it ain't. Every day's gonna be a romance. He just had to go on the road for a couple of days. That's all.
Is he coming back?
Well, of course he is. This is his house.
Oh, darn.
Honey. Hey. What do you say that you and me go to the beach tomorrow? Just you and me. First day out.
Will you go swimming with me?
I'll get in the water.
You will?
My feet.
Mama, you have to put on your bathing suit and you have to go swimming with me.
Well, I can't go in my suit. It'll fall apart if it gets wet.
Can't use that as an excuse.
Oh, yes, I can. Just watch me. Yes, I can.
The beach. Boats sail on the water. A dog runs on the sand. A young girl catches a pink frisbee. An overweight man surfs. Wearing her green swimsuit, Ava rides a small wave onto the beach on her green surfboard.
That was great, baby.
Ava runs back into the surf as Mary Jo, wearing a blue swimsuit and yellow sun hat, opens a bottle of beer. Ava rides in on the surf. In the wake of an
eye. Hey!
It's me, Ava, remember?
Yeah, sure. 200-pound Chinese lady on a boogie board.
What are you doing around here?
I just had it home.
Cool camera.
Hey, cool suit.
Oh, thanks. Hey, maybe you could take a picture of me and my mom in our bathing suits. We have the same ones, except she won't get hers wet.
Oh, yeah? Why's that?
She's afraid she'll drown. Hey, Mom, well, look, it's Dan from your work.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. So, hey, whatever happened with your play? You get that part?
Auditions will be coming up real soon.
Great. You're going to be great.
Thanks.
The only problem is that my ex-best friend Zoe doesn't want me to audition for it now.
Why not?
She says Juliet was written for her. Now she's not talking to me or anything.
Well, actually, the role of Juliet was not written for either one of you. It was originally written to be played by a boy.
A boy? What do you mean? How could a boy play Juliet?
Well, that's the way it was. A girl couldn't have played the role even if she wanted to.
Why not?
Just the way it was.
That is so weird. I gotta think about that one. Well, I'm getting too dry out here. I gotta go catch another wave. Why don't you go say hi to my mom and I'll be up in a minute to take that picture, okay? Bye!
How you doing?
Jack sits in front of the TV watching a black and white Western movie.
Are you set for big
brother? Well, I'm surprised when you asked.
I
hear a gallon of water out there
tonight.
Jack, you're
hey.
Home.
Yeah, got back early.
Welcome home,
oh,
sweetie.
Thank you. How you doing?
How you doing?
I was wondering when you guys were going to get back.
Oh, we've been home. Well, hello. Get you all cozied up already.
What's all this?
Oh, my gosh, you made dinner.
Ava, honey?
Jack made dinner. Ain't that sweet?
Well, we ate already. I'm kind of... I'm going to go finish my homework.
You guys already ate dinner?
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey. We went to the burger stand on the way home. Well, I wouldn't have if I'd known you'd made dinner. That was so sweet. I'm sorry, honey.
Thanks, Phil.
Well, I can still come late with you, though.
You just said you ate.
Well, I only had about half. I want to eat with you.
All right, Billy. You got the right. It's fine. I'll eat alone. Don't worry about it.
Okay. She loved your present.
I don't think he's got the gut.
She was out there all day. She loved it.
On the boogie board?
Mm-hmm. She was great. You'd been proud of her. She looked like a little old broom when she came out.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And Dan came by, and he took a picture of us in our matching bathing suits. That was real cute.
Oh. Who's Dan?
Oh, he's just a guy from work. We had a great day, honey. I just wish you'd been with us, that's all.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you had a really good day. I, on the other hand, had a really shitty day, in case you're wondering.
Well, of course I am, honey. Tell me about your day.
Mine.
I want to know, honey. Please, tell me.
You don't want to know. You haven't asked once since you've walked in the goddamn door, Mary Jo. Got in an accident.
Oh, my gosh. You okay?
No, I'm fine. It was just a freak accident. It was stupid.
Well, what happened?
I was getting on the highway, and this guy was coming from the far left lane.
Mama? Yeah, honey? Can you help me, please? I'm stuck, and there's no more toilet paper.
Well, okay. Wait a second. Go on.
No, Mama. So, hurry.
Oh, okay. Wait. I'm coming to get you.
Jack sulks. Next day in a garden center.
Ah, you have such a pretty nursery.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Would you look at these? Oh, my. These hydrangeas are so beautiful. I used to grow these myself. I always used to put a big old rusty nail down near the roots. Make the soil extra acidic. That turns them a real deep blue. Did you ever try that one?
I tried to use an old wedding band. Figured it'd turn anything acidic.
Did it work? Have a few of those lying around myself.
No, but it was worth a try. You've been married more than once, huh?
Mm-hmm. More than twice.
Uh-oh. You win or lose.
Well, I think we may have something in common.
I think so.
Does that mean I get a discount?
Let's see how you like my gardenias.
Next, Mary Jo is putting files into a container on her desk.
You ready with those files, Miss Walker?
In a minute.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I'm just... Listen, honey, you and I are on the same cycle, so I know that's not it. You want to tell me what's bothering you? Oh, honey, I'm just sick and tired of working in this office. That's all. It's just driving me crazy. Swear to God, if it wasn't for you, I'd probably walk out of here right now, I tell you. Well, don't let me stop you.
Still waiting on those files, Miss Walker.
In a minute.
That's what you said an hour ago.
In a minute. If you want to quit, you should just go ahead and do it. Honey, I still have bills to pay.
You know, Miss Walker, I got better things to do all day than wait for you.
I beg your pardon?
I said I got better things to do all day than wait for you. See this little clock here? It's going tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. You know what I'm saying, Miss Walker? Tick-tock, tick-tock. You know what I'm saying here?
What's going on?
Miss Walker here works like she talks slow.
You know something, Mr. Cummings?
What?
I think that I have better things to do with my day than waiting around talking to you. Because I'm wasting my time waiting on you. I am. So do you know what I think you should do? I think you should just take these goddamn files and you should just go and do what the hell you want with them. Because I ain't doing any more friggin' filing. You're driving me insane. You should try this. This is fun. God damn it. I should have done this weeks ago. You know what? I am sick to death of you. I think you are a short, little, patronizing, peeking little pervert. So you can put that in your pot. You can smoke it. You can do what you like with it. Because I quit. I'm telling you, this is way better than a coffee enema. Goodbye. Y'all have a nice day.
Next, Mary Jo is hoeing weeds in the front garden.
What are you doing home?
I quit my job.
What the hell did you go and do that for?
Well, because I didn't like working there anymore.
All right.
Jack? Jack, it's not funny. Well, I can always get another job. What are you so pissy about?
I'm not pissy. Get a beer.
Jack? What?
I got the
what?
Part.
The what?
The part.
Juliet, you're playing
no,
Juliet?
No. What? You know how Dan was saying, how the days Shakespeare?
Take a breath.
That the boys used to play the girls' parts, you know? Uh-huh. So I was going to audition for Juliet. But then I thought, why can't a girl play a boy's part, right? And so I auditioned for Romeo, you know what? And I got him, Mama. I got Alma play Romeo.
Oh, my God. You're playing Romeo?
Oh, my God. That was so amazing.
I don't believe it. You're playing Romeo. You're going to be the best Romeo I've ever played. Jack, she's playing Romeo. You're so clever.
So then, I was watching this boy, Eric, audition for Romeo. Oh, man, he can't act very well. So I went up to Ms. Bowman and I said, can I audition for Romeo? She said, okay, sure. Just put your hair back. So that's what I did.
So who's going to make your costume? Can I make a costume?
No, they're already taking care of that.
What's the matter? Don't you like it?
I don't know what it is, Joe.
Well, it's goulash. You don't like it? I can always make something else.
With what? It looks like you dumped the whole refrigerator into this.
Well, that's how you make it. You just put everything in a pot and just add water.
I like it, Mama. I think it's good.
Thank you, sweetie. What you looking for?
Something to hide the taste. Where's the cayenne pepper?
Near the mixing bowls.
And where would that be, Joe? Where are the mixing bowls?
Near the stove.
How come every time I go to look for something, it's somewhere else?
Because I moved it. I'm always trying to make the kitchen more cooking friendly, Jeff. You need the spices near the mixing bowls, and you need the mixing bowls near the stove.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get organized. I'm just trying to liven the place up a little bit. This place was screaming for some attention.
Yeah, well, my lazy boy wasn't screaming for any attention. Is there a reason why it went from the den to the living room?
Because there's a better reading light in there.
It's my lazy boy, Joe. I sit and watch TV. It's my TV chair.
Why put the couch in front of the TV?
Yeah, I know, with a white sheet on it.
Well, it's cheaper than a slipcover.
It's a sheet, Joe.
Well, I think it looks nice. It brightens the place up a little bit.
You know what? I can't eat this shit.
Can I have some more, Mama, but not from that?
Sure, honey.
Why can't we be like a normal family, Joe?
Well, I think we're normal.
You think we're normal? Normal families don't eat goulash every night. Normal families aren't out touring the neighborhood pulling furniture out of the trash, all right?
Well, I think I found some pretty good finds in the trash.
Well, you know what? I think we have enough finds in this house. Every time I come home, I feel like we've moved.
Well, I'm just trying to make the place more homey.
Well, no, I think we have enough with the hominess, all right? We must have 100 goddamn baskets in this house. Baskets for fruit, baskets for towels, baskets for goddamn toilet paper. Toilet paper goes on a roll, Joe, not in a basket.
Well, Jack, why don't you just put it wherever the hell you want to? Huh? I tell you, why don't I give you a roll right now and you can gnaw on it like angry old dog? Would that put you in a good mood?
That's real funny. I'm glad you're taking this seriously.
Well, we're in a good mood. We're trying to celebrate the fact that she got a new part. Now, why can't you enjoy that? Why can't you share in that? Why don't you just tell me what you're so pissed off about anyway?
Enough with the bubbles, okay? You want to know what I'm pissed off about, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm pissed off about. I lost my job, right? They fired me. Revoked my CDL license. You know what that means? That means no more long hauls. So unless Miss Bubble Breath over here plans on getting a job, I think we have a little bit of a problem, okay?
You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
I'm making one.
Yeah. Well, so we'll both be looking for new jobs. That's okay. We'll be fine.
I'm glad someone could look on the bright side of things.
Where are you going?
I got something
to eat. Now, Dan is in the garden center.
Richard?
One string of
Harry
wears.
Talking about his
Hi. Thank you for my gardenias. They're just so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Well, you sure know how to make an exit.
Oh, yeah. You guys missing me over there at Guard Tech then?
You didn't wait for your applause.
Oh, well, la, la, la.
Well, here you go. Have a nice day. I'm really sorry about the rose. I am going to get it to you just as soon as it comes in.
Day or night. I want to see it. Now, find me, Joe.
Oh, bye, Dan.
Say hi to Ava for me, okay?
Oh, I will. Thank you. Bye.
So, what can I help you with today?
Well, I just quit my job, and I just decided I am going to work anywhere I'm not happy anymore. That's all.
Good for you.
Well, thank you. And I was just thinking, well, if there was any way I could get paid and stay here all day, I'd sure love it.
Here? Well, no.
Well, no, I can do anything you need, anything at all. Honestly, I can repot your plants. I can do all the heavy stuff for you, and I can create real pretty garden displays. Not that I'm saying they're not pretty already. I mean, they are. They're beautiful. You know, I can sweep. I can clean. I can work a cash register. I'm real good with people, and well, I can even clip your hedges.
Well,
Please, honestly, I don't charge a lot. And, well, if you ain't happy with me, you can just send me on home, and I won't take it personal. What do you think?
Well, I never thought about hiring anybody. When were you looking to start?
How about right now? Can you take that as a yes? Can I? Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nurse?
I'm not mad at you anymore.
My daughter, call her forth to me.
I didn't know that you were.
Now, but...
Paul was pretty pissed there for a while. I mean, why didn't you tell me you were auditioning for Romeo? Who says I have to tell you?
Calls.
Well, if I knew you were auditioning for Romeo, I could have auditioned for Juliet. Well, now I'm stuck playing Tybalt.
What's wrong with Tybalt?
All right,
let's take it to the ball. Well, Tybalt dies after that. Well, Juliet dies, but at least she makes it to the end of the play. Besides, I got the hair for Juliet.
Now, by my maiden head, at 12... Yes.
Hey, have you ever seen the Smog Monster?
What's the Smog Monster?
Oh, this is a really cool movie. Well, my sister and her boyfriend are going tomorrow night. You know, the one in the garage band.
Oh, the one who does your hair.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to go?
Where is this girl? What, Julie?
Okay. Cool.
He sucks smoke out of chimneys?
And he spews smog out of the top of his head and everything.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds like my kind of movie. Now, when Adam gets here, I won't be sure I meet his sister.
Rachel. She and her boyfriend are in this really cool punk rock band called Spit.
Oh, well, now I can rest easy.
Well, what are you going to do tonight, Mama?
I'm going to make Jack watch Ava Gardner movie.
Good luck.
TV Guide says it's a double feature on tonight.
Oh. Hey, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm ever going to get them big tatas like you? I mean, I keep pulling on them, but nothing happens.
Well, good grief, don't pull on them. You don't want them anyway. They just get in the way.
Adam says it looks like I'm smuggling mini muffins.
Well, he better not be touching them muffins.
Please, it's so sad.
There you go. What do you think?
I like it.
There's Adam with his hair.
I'll get it. How do I look? Do I look okay?
You look beautiful.
Mary Jo finishes fixing Ava's hair and wipes her eyes as Ava moves away from the mirror. Next, Adam and Ava watch the smog monster as Rachel and her boyfriend kiss. Adam puts his arm around Ava's shoulder. Adam and Ava kiss. Ava pulls away, breathless, and takes out a hair inhaler.
You okay?
Anything? I got nothing over here.
What's that? Can I try?
Adam tries the inhaler.
Me to go to the school dance with him.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
My little baby's all grown up.
Hey, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it when people kiss in the movies, I don't have to come up for air?
Oh, I don't know, sweetie. Why are you asking?
Well, because Adam kissed me last night, and I couldn't breathe. I mean, I even had to use my inhaler.
He kissed you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, how are you breathing?
I wasn't.
Well, you have to breathe, silly. Was your nose stuffed up?
No.
Well, there you go. You got to breathe through your nose.
Like how?
Here. Let me show you. Okay. Now, first you have to make sure that you tilt your head the other way that he does, because you don't want to bump noses, do you? Mm. And then you kind of peck a little bit like this. Just to get things going. Have a go. Well, that ain't no good. You gotta be gentle. You gotta pretend it's him. Come on.
Ava and Mary Jo practice kissing on red apples.
Mm. Oh, honey. Mm. Oh, Adam, I love you. Mm. Oh, Adam. Mm, mm, mm. Now, if you start using your tongue, are you doing that already?
Kinda.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, this is real tricky, because now you have to breathe. Wait a minute. Do I breathe through my nose or through my mouth? You know, I don't know. No, I don't. I breathe through my nose.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
What are you guys doing?
Kissing. What's going on? What are you doing? Where have you been all morning?
Just doing some things, running some errands. Ava, this is for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Baby, that's for you.
Well, what is it?
Open it up.
Mama, I got a habit trail.
Yeah, I thought your mouse was getting bored in that cage.
Mary Jo holds up a red lacy vest.
What do you think?
It's
beautiful, isn't it? Come on, go try it on.
Now?
Yeah, now. Go try it on. Let's see what it looks like.
Jack, what's got into you this morning? Who put the sunshine in your pants?
I got a job.
You did not.
I did, too.
I told you, didn't I?
You did.
What'd you get?
You're looking at the new Striper truck driver.
What's a Striper truck driver?
Well, I paint the yellow lines on the highway.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah. So I'm going to meet my boss, mm-hmm. pick up my uniform. What do you say we go out and celebrate?
Of course.
All right. Captain Nemo's?
Yeah.
You make the reservation?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. You wear that sexy blue outfit we always talk about.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Mary Jo and Ava pull faces as Jack leaves.
I tell you, I mean, it's a great job, Joe. Just a wonderful, great benefits, which...
Are you guys listening?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Get the menus, please.
Here's
dental for Ava and a hospital stay for you. Which...
Hospital stay?
All right, for when your mom and I give you a little bottle.
Carry on, sweetie. Come on, you're doing real good.
The best part.
What?
Best part. We'll take my paycheck, put it away every week, you know, we'll save. We'll take your paycheck, pay for groceries, bills, you know, what else?
You guys. I'm trying to do this here.
I'm sorry, honey, Jack. Could we just let her do this?
Yeah, no, go ahead, Ava. We'll listen to your,
thanks, honey.
Romeo.
Come on. Here's to my love, oh, true hypocrisy. Thy drugs are quick. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
Sorry. Watch your mouth, please. I'm all wet.
Can we have a wash ready, please?
Will you look at this?
Sorry.
Sit down.
Come on, honey, sit down. Well, honey, come on. Keep going. Come on. You were doing real good there. Come on.
I'm dead.
You what? You're dead?
Unbelievable.
How do you know you're dead?
Well, because Romeo kills himself.
He dies? Did you know Romeo died?
Oh, I'm all wet. I don't care if Romeo dies, Joe.
Mom, it's Shakespeare, okay? It's tragic.
I personally think Romeo ought to watch a language. That's what Romeo would do.
Jack, come on. It's just an accident.
Look at me. You know what? Let me do this. Give me the bump, and we'll put it over here. How about that? Okay? Enough with the Shakespeare. Have a little conversation, a little dinner conversation. No more of this poetry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sorry,
I have to make one with the broom. Take care of it.
And our shoes.
Yep. Well, could we take one here? Thank you.
You want anything? Okay. Romeo? Okay. Can we get those menus, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, it's good. I forgot to tell you the best part.
What?
I'm not working on weekends.
You're home every weekend?
I'm home every weekend. This way the three of us put this one in.
Thank you so much. Oh, well, look at this. This just looks delicious.
Oh, that's a nice menu, huh? I told you this place was nice, right?
Yes, you did. Doesn't this look nice?
Get a nice dinner. Well, I'm going to have a lobster. Go get the lobster.
Well, I'm going to have steak. Big old fat steak.
Steak? What do you have a steak for? We're in a fish restaurant. Come on, you got a steak. You know, go with the cod. And make a nice cod here.
Oh.
I'll get the lobster, the cod, we'll share it, all right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do that.
I want fish fingers.
Fish? She wants fish fingers. This kid is... We have fish fingers at home, Ava. We have fish fingers in the freezer. You're going to have fish fingers every night. You're not having fish fingers.
Don't you have fish fingers?
Yeah, we have fish fingers at home. There's no need to have fish fingers. You know, why don't we get the, what about the fisherman's bottom? How about that? The fried clams, the little scallops, shrimp, piece of filet, a nice big piece
of... Clams?
Yeah.
I hate that.
That
he's like shit.
Joe, will you... Enough of the shit. I write every other word of this kid's mouth. The shit. I'm really starting to get tired of it, all right? Have we spoken about this?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Let's
I mean, I think the kid at this age, he's a little disciplined. I think it's a good thing. And you just sit there like it's okay. Yes, we do.
Well, we're having nice
Well, have we spoken?
Come on. Let's just talk about it. Come on. Let's just have a nice dinner.
I know. That's what we're going to have. Give me the book, Ava. Ava, give me the book.
Jack, please.
Shut up. Give me the book.
Don't you dare. You okay, Ben?
I'm sorry. It's okay.
It is not okay.
It's all right. Sit down.
No, I know where...
Sit down!
I know where this is going. I ain't doing it anymore. Come on, honey. We're leaving.
What do you mean you're leaving?
You're dead!
Where you go?
Here.
Hey, give me a check, please. Now, a check.
A check?
A check.
But, Mama, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go?
I don't know.
Come on, Mama. I have school in the morning.
I know you have school in the morning.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Mama, I like it here, okay? I don't want to go.
I know you do. Just, please, just let me think.
Mama,
I don't
have any clothes or anything. Mama, what are you going to...
Shut up and get in there.
Mary Jo and Ava are asleep in a motel room. Mary Jo and Ava get out of a cab outside Jack's house.
What? I'm not going to Arizona.
Yes, you are. Get in the car.
Now.
Ava, get in the car.
Now.
Ava, get in this car right now.
Now.
I ain't in the mood for this now. You get in this car right now.
No.
Get in the car.
No.
God damn it. Ava, I ain't kidding with you. You get in this car.
Neither am I. I'm not going.
Yes, you are. Now you get in this car right now.
No.
Ava. Ava, man, walk ahead of you. Can you get in this car right now?
No. I'm not going to Arizona with you, okay?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're going to meet up with some other asshole and you say it's going to last for a long time and it's not. We're going to end up just like we are right now, okay? And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of chasing after losers with you. I'm sick of going everywhere with you. And I'm sick of you.
Ava! Come here! Get back here!
Ava runs away. Mary Jo chases after her, then goes back to her car.
I got here as fast as I could. What happened?
Ava ran away.
What?
Well, she just ran away. I guess she didn't want to go to Arizona, and she just ran off, and I don't know where she is. I've looked everywhere.
Wait,
I've been down on the beach.
Maybe Arizona. Why are you in this motel?
Ava climbs into her bedroom through the window. She pulls out a rucksack from underneath the bed and stuffs some clothes into it. She picks up the goldfish bowl and pulls some white carnations out of a vase, nearly knocking it over. Jack comes out of the bathroom drying his hands on a towel. Ava puts the goldfish into water in a jar and screws on the lid. She puts the jar into the rucksack, puts the rucksack on her back, picks up the cage holding her white mouse and climbs out of the window. Jack pulls open the curtains and looks over at the window. Next, Mary Jo and Laurie are in the hotel room.
I don't understand. Why were you two leaving anyway?
I told you we left Jack.
But why Arizona? Why couldn't you just stay here?
I don't know. I heard it was a nice place. I didn't want to keep bumping into him.
Joe, you're not going to be bumping into him. That's a crazy reason to move. I thought you liked it here.
I do.
Well, what are you going to do? Just get in your car and take off? Were you even going to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Well, when? When you got there? Why are you going to Arizona? Tell me, come on. What? Why are you leaving? Tell me.
I had no boyfriend there.
Nighttime, and Dan pulls up in his drive. He gets out of the car and walks cautiously towards his Sprinter camper van and peers through the windscreen at the light inside.
It's not too late. I saw your lights were on. I wanted to come by, welcome you to the neighborhood. Can I get you a beer or anything?
No.
What's going on? What are you doing in there?
Just sitting.
Where's your mom?
I don't know. Probably at that stupid motel.
Which stupid motel?
The Pink Dolphin. She dumped Jack.
Oh.
Dan walks slowly into the kitchen area of the camper. Ava is sitting at the table.
Haven't been in here in a while.
Go away again.
Why don't you have to go away?
Because we always do.
I don't imagine your mom knows where you are, huh?
No.
We probably ought to tell her.
Yeah, I guess so.
Who's this?
That's Blanky, too. I saved him. That's Fred.
Fred? Blanky, too? What's he doing? Looks like you guys are pretty good friends.
Camper.
Thanks. Yeah, me too. My wife and I bought it a long time ago. We were going to take it all the way to the tip of Maine.
Did you go?
No. Never did.
So it's just been sitting here all this time? How come you didn't go?
Well, she died. Car accident. We were leaving the very next morning. A bunch of our friends threw us a party. It was the best party. Shouldn't have been driving.
Yeah.
Well, I bet she'd be sad if she knew we're just sitting here resting.
Dan wipes his eyes. Next, Mary Jo is in bed with Ava at the Pink Motel.
You scared me to death today, you know that, don't you?
I know. I'm sorry. Just lying here, Mama. I'm gonna blame Romeo.
I know.
Mary Jo pulls into Dan's driveway where he's fixing the camper van.
Hi there.
Hey there. What brings you here?
Just wanted to say hi. Thanks for looking after Ava. That was real nice, thank you.
Wasn't sure I was ever going to see you guys again.
Yeah. I ain't too good at sticking around. But Ava wants to, so here I am. And, well, I just got to get on with it, haven't I? So, there.
So you're staying with us?
Yep, guess so.
Good.
Well, thanks.
Oh, hey, do you do me a favor? Just jump in there, try to turn her over, see if she starts.
Yeah.
Let's just let her run for a while, huh?
Man. Wish me and Ava had one of these things. A lot more fun in the motel.
So you guys moved around a lot, huh?
Oh. What?
Dan offers Mary Jo a bottle of water, and she wipes black grease from his face.
Well, I got married the first time when I was 17, you see. The only way I could get away from my mama. And I got married the second time to get away from the first one, and well, I just kept going and never stopped. Figuring it's that time I stood up on my own two feet, so that's what I'm doing. Anyway, my little baby's playing Romeo.
Hey, big night's coming up.
Sure is. I hope you can come. I know Ava would really like it.
What about you?
What?
I was thinking maybe we could go together.
You asking me out on a date?
Well, yeah, yeah.
We're friends.
Yeah, that could be a problem. I mean, no, we'll think about it.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
It's so cool that you stayed.
I know. We finally got a year lease. We've never had a year lease before.
Are you crazy? You're just going to leave all your stuff at Jack's.
Don't you want any of it?
No, it's just stuff, Laura. I can always get more stuff.
You'll be fine. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Thanks for reminding me, though, sweetie. Can't grab all that. Anyway, look. I got a chance to go yard sale.
What'd you get that for, $10?
Well, he wanted 10, but I flashed him a big old southern smile and got it before. All I have to do is just, I don't know, fix it up a little, put a shade on it, use a little creativity.
Well, maybe you can use some of that creativity to help me out a little bit.
Sure, sweetie, with what?
My dress.
Your what?
I'm getting married.
I don't believe it. It's about time. What brought this on all of a sudden?
Billy Joe, he passed his test. I am throwing away my pills and we're going to start a family.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be babysitting. Oh, sweet thing. That is so great.
Isn't life great?
Life's great, sweetie. Hey, hey, girls. Come here. Guess what? Lori's getting married.
Cool.
Isn't that cool? I think this deserves a beer. Oh, well, no, we can't. We're late as it is. We're supposed to be there an hour before it starts. Well, so have Billy Joe drive.
Ava, honey, could you get that?
Okay. What? Oh, sweetie, that's so sweet, but you can. She's coming over to Zoe's for a kiss party.
Honey.
For the starlet.
Oh, thanks.
Dan's here.
Okay, I'm coming.
Oh, what's
well,
that?
Casual, but
for the stage mother.
I wouldn't give it to her right now. She's
frazzled. Well, I'm wearing the yellow dress, the one with the blue flowers on it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll meet you in front of the theater then. Okay?
I'm
almost done.
Take your time.
What? Okay. All right, sweetie. Bye. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
10 minutes.
Okay, sweetie.
Look what Dan got me.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet. Here, honey, let me put them in some water. Now, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
You packed your bag?
Yep.
Can you put your underhand a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where are my car keys? Ava, honey, you see my car keys?
We take my car.
Oh. 9 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Sweetie, don't be nervous, okay? You know, all your lines are gonna do just fine.
Mama, stop worrying. It's okay. I'll be fine. Okay.
Okay. Come on, sweetie. Let's go. Come on.
Mama.
Ow!
Mama.
Okay.
Mary Jo, Dan, and Laurie are in the audience at the school play.
Withdraw, but this intrusion. This intrusion now seeming sweet, confirmed with bitter scorn.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle sin is this: my lips, two blushing pilgrims, stand ready to smooth thy rough touch with a tender kiss. Have not saints lips and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrim, lips that they must use for prayer.
Oh, then, let lips do what hands must do. Grant thou, lest spite turn to despair.
Saints don't move, though grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not, for my prayer's effect I take.
That I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger, this is thy sheath. There rust and let me die.
Ava and Adam kiss outside Zoe's house.
Wow, you're a really good kisser.
Thanks. My mom showed me.
Cool.
You were great.
Thanks. And so were you.
Thanks.
Hey, did you hear that they're putting on a play at the Starlight Beach Playhouse?
Really?
Yeah, Peter Pan.
Hey, guys, come on in. The cake's ready.
Hey, where's Ava?
Ava and Adam are kissing.
What is it? What's the matter?
I think my Auntie Rose just got here.
Sorry, oh, look, I just fell off the horse.
Well, sweetie, you're gonna be on that horse for the next 4 years. You gotta get used to it. You gotta get a little John Wayne or whatever.
No,
you gotta get a little wiggle in it right there. See, like, go on, girl.
There you go. A little come and get me Frankenstein wiggle going on there.
Well, what if you get a wedgie?
Well, I don't know. I think you gotta grab on by and just yank it on through.
Still
well, I don't know what that was, but sure, why not? Jump it in like a James Brown. You know, I want to stick it on your head and grace you bang your head.
Oh, I got burned. No!
I've been walking around with these in my brushes here these whole day.
Mary Jo and Ava play with sanitary towels from a pack. Dan creeps up to the porch and leaves a framed photograph of Mary Jo and Ava in their swimming costumes on the beach. He laughs to himself as he watches Ava and Mary Jo through their window. Then he looks away wistfully. Mary Jo stuffs the towels into her bra and falls onto the floor laughing with Ava. Dan starts up the camper van and drives away.
You better not let me drown. And I'm only going in up to my knees, that's all.
We're gonna be living here for a long time, okay? You're gonna have to get in sooner or later.
Later works for me.
Nah.
We're going up to my knees today, okay? After that, I'm not promising anything.
You have to.
Would you just let me do this at my own pace, please? I promise you by the time you're 18, I'll be boogie boarding with you. Is that a deal?
That's a deal. Oh, you know what I've been thinking?
What?
I've been thinking about a dog.
Oh,
now listen. Got a big backyard, and we can take it for walks on the beach. I can train it, and it'll protect the house.
It'll
keep us
warm.
No,
we'll
not.
There's my shit all over the places it is.
No, you can't train moths, but you can train a dog. I'll train him. I promise. I even have a name for it.
Oh, you do? What's that?
Patty.
You don't even know what kind of a dog it is yet.
So we're gonna get one?
Well, I didn't say that.
But you didn't say we weren't.
I say lots of things. I'll think about it.
You'll come around.
I'll think about it.
Mary Jo kisses Ava on the beach. Caption reads, for Angela and Joan. The end.